home at the top of the ladder. Oh, what a show they shall be, and the angels are pulling up this ladder for me. Soldiers, show the world a light can shine. Get on this gospel ladder and don't be afraid to climb. Can't you hear the angels cheering? Ain't the battle to be yours? And we'll celebrate the victory when we reach the other shore. They're holding up the ladder that I'm climbing on. I'm climbing up the ladder and I'm going home at the top of the ladder. Oh, what joy there shall be, and the angels are pulling up this ladder for me. They're holding up the ladder that I'm climbing on. I'm climbing up the ladder and I'm going home at the top of the ladder. Oh, what joy there shall be, and the angels are pulling up this ladder for me.
Well, thank you so much, everyone. We are the Jacob Jolliffe Band, and it is an honor to be here on Mountain Stage with a bunch of our heroes. So thanks for having us. I'm going to introduce the band. An incredible guitar player, originally from Dallas, Texas, now living in New York City. It's Ross Martin on the guitar. From Brooklyn, New York, it's Miles Salonica on the bass. Also living in Brooklyn, New York, Jackson Earls on the fiddle. Give it up for Jackson. We're going to do one more tune for you, a long, methodical mandolin instrumental dedicated to the British television show Vera. Any Vera fans? Yeah, okay. Oh, that's an all-time record. There's never been more than one or two at a show of ours, so that was pretty good. This is one entitled Vera. Thanks again for having us. Thank you.
10 minutes a day. I think maybe it's been more than 10 minutes a day. He's worked with Tony Trischka, Michael Daves, and he's toured with Bela Fleck as part of his My Bluegrass Heart project. He started touring with Joy Kill Sorrow as a sophomore at Berkeley, and he still managed to graduate. His latest album is Instrumentals Volume 2, Mandolin Mysteries. That was the Jacob Jolliffe Band. We want to say a special hello to you right now if you're listening over WMSV in Starkville, Mississippi, and over, yes, one lone clap for Starkville, Mississippi, and over WXPJ in Hackettstown, New Jersey. We're so glad to have you listening, and we hope you can join us next week when we welcome Jeff Tweedy, The War and Treaty, Johnny Swim, and Olivia Ellen Lloyd. This is Kathy Matea. And you're listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. Mountain Stage is supported in part by this station and by West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Hotel accommodations for Mountain Stage guests are provided by the Charleston, West Virginia Marriott Town Center Hotel, centrally located for the business and pleasure traveler in downtown Charleston's retail district. This is Mountain Stage from NPR. Thank you. again, and welcome to the second hour of Mountain Stage. I'm Kathy Matea, and I'm so glad you joined us. We are back home here in Charleston, West Virginia, at the Culture Center Theater. And still to come, we welcome back the timeless bluegrass voice of Dan Tominski. But we're going to open this second hour with a Grammy-nominated multi-instrumentalist singer-songwriter and producer. Like many of our guests today, he comes from a musical family. His father was a musician and had him hooked on the guitar by age 4. He had 4 brothers, and they played with their dad as a family band. After kicking around for a while playing gigs, he attended Tufts University, studied literature and poetry, all the while playing music on the side. He has toured with Robert Plant's Band of Joy and also with the Zac Brown Band. He has a new album called The New Modern Hymns. It's 13 covers by all his songwriting heroes, Bob Dylan, Paul Simon, Joni Mitchell, and others. It was originally released in 2007 as Modern Hymns. He just re-released it with an extra track on it. His latest album of original songs is Old Caneback Rocker, and he'll be singing those songs, some of them, for you tonight as well. Please welcome back to the Mountain Stage, Daryl Scott.
Who stayed behind while the others were going away to the mills of Chicago, to the plants of Detroit, for the promise of a $5 day. They would come by in December while the folks were alive with gifts from the money they made. And they talk of the nights neath the bright city lights and wonder how I ever stayed. And I tell them, oh, your bright lights don't shine like a Kentucky morning. You can't hear a whippoorwill out on the street. Give me a good piece of land and an old caneback rocker. While life goes on and on and on, while life goes on and on. Well, I took the train out of Corbin and I headed up north to visit a brother of mine. Said he talked to his foreman for to get me a job working graveyard assembly line. And I was there with my brother making that factory pay, but Lord, my soul was alone. And it was 4 in the morning. I shut down my machine and I told him, I'm going home. Oh, your bright lights don't shine like a Kentucky morning. You can't hear a whippoorwill out on the street. Give me a good piece of land and an old caneback rocker. While life goes on and on and on, while life goes on and on. Give me a good piece of land and an old caneback rocker. Goes on and on and on, while life goes on and on. Oh, while life Thank you. Well, when I was coming here to Mountain Stage this time, and I've been here many times, as a matter of fact, in high school I did not get a Letterman's jacket. I was not in sports, but I've got a Mountain Stage Letterman's jacket from 11 times being on this show. Yeah, forget football and basketball. And what I wanted to do this time, because Kathy Mattea, on her great album called Cole, she did a song of mine, and I thought, you know, I want to do that with Kathy. So we're going to do it for you right now. It's called You'll Never Leave Harlan Alive. And I want to send it out to the folks who recently had those tornadoes in Kentucky. As a matter of fact, the town I was born in, London, Kentucky, got really hit hard very recently. So this is for the Kentucky folks there in London. In the deep, dark hills of eastern Kentucky, see, that's the place where I trace my bloodline. And it's there I read on a hillside gravestone, said you will never leave Harlan alive. Well, my grave his bride said, won't you walk with me right out of the mouth of this holler, or we'll never leave Harlan alive. Where the sun comes up about 10 in the morning, and the sun goes down about 3 every day, and you fill your cup with whatever bitter brew you're drinking, and you spend your life digging coal from the bottom of your grave.
No one ever knew there was coal in the mountains till a man said, I'll pay you for your minerals, but he never left Harlan alive. Grandma sold out cheap, and they moved out west to Pikeville to a farm where Big Richland River winds. Oh, I bet they danced them a jig, and they laughed and sang a new song. Who said we'd never leave Harlan alive?
But the times got hard, and tobacco wasn't selling, and old granddad knew what he'd do to survive. Well, he went and dug for Harlan coal and sent the money back to granny. Oh, but he never left Harlan alive.
Where the sun comes up
about 10 in the morning, and the sun goes down, But at 3 every day, and you fill your cup, go on and fill it up with whatever bitter brew you're drinking. You spend your life just thinking of how just to get away. How, and the sun comes up about 10 in the morning, and the sun goes down. About 3 every day, and you fill your cup with whatever bitter brew you're drinking, and you spend your life digging coal from the bottom of your grave, of your grave. Now in the hills of eastern Kentucky, that's the place where I trace my bloodline. There I read, I'm going to take it from right there, I'm sorry, right at that tail. In the deep, dark hills of eastern Kentucky, that's the place where I trace my bloodline. And it's there I read on a hillside gravestone, it said, "You will never leave Harlan alive." So Kathy mentioned that record that had gone out of print. Remember when things were in print? And so that record, Modern Hymns, it's kind of my covers record of a lot of my heroes and sheroes. And anyway, we brought it back this last fall, and I'll do one of those songs for you. And when I put this record out, I think it was 2007 or 5 or something way back there, of all the songs that I did of my heroes, one person wrote me, and it was Paul Simon, and he said, "I like what you did with my song. I never heard it done that way before." And it was like, I wanted to save that email and print it and put it in my studio, but I've lost it. So Paul, if you're listening, write me again, okay? Many is the time I've been mistaken, and many a time confused, and I've often felt forsaken, and certainly misused. Oh, but I'm all right, I'm all right, I'm just weary to my bones. Still, you don't expect to be bright and bon vivant, so far away from home, so far away from home. And I don't know a soul who's not been battered. No, I don't have a friend who feels at ease. I don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. Oh, but it's all right, it's all right. We've lived so well so long. Still, when I think of the road we're traveling on, I wonder what's gone wrong. I can't help it. I wonder what's gone wrong. And I dreamed I was dying. I dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly, and looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. And I dreamed I was flying, and high up above my eyes could clearly see the Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea. Bye-bye. And I dreamed I was flying. Come on a ship they call the Mayflower. Come on a ship that sails the moon. We come in the age's most uncertain hour and sing our American tune. Well, it's all right, it's all right. We can't be forever blessed. And still tomorrow's gonna be another working day. And I'm trying to get some rest. That's all I'm trying. Song rest.
Thank you.
Thank you. To Grady's, just like I often do, where the beer's 50 cents a glass and the jukebox free to know. And I always play Hank Williams, just like my daddy did, where it's laid out on the table and the meaning never hit. Take me down to Shelbyville if I can hustle up the fair. I hear there's work with horses and my brothers living there. And we'll go out for the evening, but his wife won't let me stay.
he'll do just what she asks him. Yeah, he's always been that way. Now, maybe I'll hit the Baptist church. Yeah, I think it's Wednesday night. And get another pamphlet about the darkness and the light. Maybe I will walk the aisle. I don't do it for the show. Now when I hear the altar calling, boys, I know it's time to go. I'm old and near forgotten. Save the neighbor with the meals. Death lays waiting on the shadows, and that's the way he deals. Oh, but I close my eyes and kiss her, and she's close enough to feel. We're driving from Montgomery, one hand upon the wheel.
Mr. Bob Thompson, I'm going to sit at his piano here, his Steinway. This thing looks 9 feet long, and it just might be. And I've got Julie and Kathy joining me on some vocals. Watch out for that at the end here. I want to do this song called This World Is Too Much With Me. Out of touch and out of time. Out of reach and out of line. In this world, but in the dark, patiently waiting for a spark from the cradle to the grave. We stand in line. Please and behave. Feel the truth, but keep it hid under radar, under lid. Well, I bring my best and I brave the cold. Live from my heart
till little me is old. I dream and sleep, but it's gone at wake. The world comes in to take and take. Not fit to work, not fit to change, not fit to fit or rearrange. Underwhelmed, underachieved, under the gun, but still can't stay the course and wait it out. This too will pass. There is no doubt, but no such tricks will work today. It's Ship of Fools, Inauguration Day. All the too much with me, the world too much with me, too much today. All the world is too much with me, the world too much with me, too much today.
Thank you, Kathy and Julie. So what I want to do for you as my last song here is a song that my friend, good friend in Nashville, Tennessee, great songwriter named Marcus Humman, he wrote this song, and I just love it, and I've recorded it. It's going to be on some record in the future here. It's called Rosanna.
She was smuggled into the land of the free, with a gag on her mouth, roped hands and feet. Please don't hurt me, she said to the strange man. I'm 14 years old, she said, trying to stand. I come from Honduras, my name is Rosanna. Well, we taught her how to get good and high, how to satisfy a man who was willing to buy. I'll put a gun to her head and have his own way, with a sister, daughter, maybe mother someday. Somebody's sister, daughter, mother someday. And she brought a little baby into the world, a brown-skinned, black-eyed American girl. She prayed to God a prayer of thanks. It's me again, Lord, your daughter Rosanna. Hola, hallelujah, Hosanna. Would I be Jesus with my own hand? Would I Jesus step on my lip? Or poison my will, sick a dog She had 2 years clean, a job and a car, a roof over head and a mended heart. Her little girl in school, she was headed home. The police pulled her over and said, hey, your tires are low. Let me see your green card and I'll let you go. Six months behind bars for poor Rosanna. Her daughter cried out, oh, set my mama free. Well, no damn way, said the ICE. It's back to Honduras, she's a deportee. Would I feed Jesus with my own hand? Would I let Jesus step on my land? Or poison my will, sick the dog on the child of God, like Rosanna. Rosanna came back to the land of the free, and they made it as far as the Rio Grande. Naked as a baby, clothes in her hands, waiting for the helicopters to pass. Kneeling down on the tall grass, silent as a prayer on Easter Mass. And when the dogs they raced for the river, cold and afraid, it made Rosanna shiver. On the other side, everybody keeps running, running. Like a white-ass deer, when you fire a gun, they run to where the trucks are gonna come. Well, it's 3 days of poison wells, and it's hot as hell. And her friend Carla, she don't look so well. Carla dies in the shade of an old thorn tree. Oh, don't cry, Rosanna, just let her be. It's another free meal for the coyote. How would I feed Jesus with my own hand? Child of God, like Rosanna, Rosanna. Well, it's money for the mafia, American green. It's a truck ride to Houston, packed in like sardines. Back to the streets to find a way home. Same old tricks, sell sex, get stoned. Hands shaking, talking to her daughter on the payphone. Well, one day we all have to cross the waters with our brothers and sisters, sons and daughters. Just as sure as the moon swept the Rio Grande, one day she'll walk through our door. Hallelujah, Hosanna, hola, hallelujah, Rosanna.
Thank you.
Daryl Scott. He's had songs recorded by over 70 artists, including The Chicks, Kev Moe, Faith Hill, Guy Clark, Brad Paisley, Patti Loveless, Tim McGraw, and the list goes on and on. He's been both ASCAP and the NSAI Songwriter of the Year, and he recently started a monthly podcast called New Moon, New Music on YouTube. It's really great, just stories and songs. He's also a bit of a foodie with a reputation for being an awesome cook. His latest album of originals is Old Caneback Rocker, and look for the release, The New Modern Hymns. That was Daryl Scott. It's time for our piano player, Bob Thompson, to do a song for you. He's chosen a song called Louisiana Fairy Tale. And he tells me it's a New Orleans classic made popular originally by Fats Waller. Please welcome Bob Thompson.
Thank you.
You can find his music at colortones.com. That was Bob Thompson with Louisiana Fairy Tale. You're listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. If you have questions or suggestions for us, our email address is feedback@mountainstage.org. You can also connect with us on Facebook, peek behind the scenes on our Instagram, and you can watch select performances at livesessions.npr.org or on our YouTube channel. You can find all those links at our website, mountainstage.org. We're going to close this week's show with an icon of modern-day bluegrass who's been playing and singing for over 30 years. He has won 14 Grammys. Yeah, just take that in. He was an integral member of Alison Krauss on Union Station for decades, but his voice is maybe best known for singing the classic song Man of Constant Sorrow in the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And on the movie's multi-platinum soundtrack. Yeah, he was the voice of George Clooney. And I can tell you out there listening on the radio, he looks exactly like George Clooney. He has recorded with artists including Reba McEntire, Martina McBride, Brad Paisley, Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, Kenny Chesney, Rob Thomas, Joan Osborne, and many, many more. And he's topped the charts in more than 10 countries with Hey Brother, which is his genre-bending collaboration with the internationally renowned DJ and remixer Avicii. It has been streamed over 1 billion times. His most recent album is Dan Tominski, Live from the Ryman. He's in the middle of a tour with his band right now, but he broke away to come play solo for us this week, and we are so happy that he did. Please welcome back to the Mountain Stage, Dan Tominski.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Kathy. That was a really big introduction, man. I'm gonna try really hard now, so.
Young William lived his life inside a world nobody knew. Darkness all around him, wasn't smart enough for school. Kids call him names or to cry in shame, they didn't understand. But once he got that guitar in his hand, they called him GOAT, greatest of all time. Blind Billy with his fingers flying, you could almost close your eyes and smell the smoke. They called him GOAT. See that child of God, born deaf, dumb, and blind, sitting on that back porch in a field tobacco green. Behold a miracle, the best I've ever seen. They called him GOAT, greatest of all time. Blind Billy with his fingers flying, you could almost close your eyes and smell the smoke. They called him GOAT, he had peace in his own mind.
shine with no stage and no spotlight. The greatest picker the world will never know. I called him Go. Greatest of all time.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It feels better to me. I don't know. It looks a little cooler because I got that part coming.
Folks, I'm really excited, actually, more than normal right now, and I'm a pretty happy guy, but 25th anniversary in the house. That's where you clap. It's fun to have this kind of power, let me just say, for now. But no, 25 years. This year for Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, that song that I did... And this song, I'm serious, this one changed. It changed my life, my family's life, changed a lot of lives. I can't believe it's been 25 years, and shame on me if I were to ever show up at a show and not do this one. If you're feeling soggy, you can sing along right here. Well, in constant sorrow all through his day, but I am a man. Hand of constant sorrow. Well, I've seen trouble all my day. Well, I bid farewell. Hail to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and bred. The place where I love it was born. Well, for here's I've been in trouble, but no pleasure here on earth I find. For in this world I'm bound to ramble. I have no friends to help me now. Well, he will. I never expect to see you again. For